Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And we have our main event for WrestleMania.
What, do we?
For now, I think, hey, they had, Michael Cole said it, Cody chose Roman. Cody Rhodes chose Roman Reigns at this big press event.
So what you saw on SmackDown last week, forget about that. Never happened.
Forget about that.
Never Smart happened. Move.
Forget about that.
Never happened. Never happened. So, I mean, they had the graphic. Cody says, I choose you, Roman. But it didn't necessarily, I feel like, nothing feels concrete. 1,000%.
So you're right. So in a nutshell, this is our review of the kickoff show. I'm sorry, of the kickoff event.
Press event. Kickoff press event.
Press event. So they did a bunch of stuff with some, like, Rhea Ripley came out. Bianca Belair came out. They sort of hyped up WrestleMania.
Well, then Becky interrupted Rhea, so that's
the
main
thing.
Event. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Seth Rollins comes out. He says, let's talk about the main event. That brings out, he gets interrupted. He wants Cody to come out. That brings out Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns says, Cody hesitated. I choose The Rock. The Rock comes out. Wildly torn crowd.
Yeah.
Cheering The Rock at certain places, but also booing The Rock at certain places. A lot of people into Cody. Some people saying Cody sucks. So The Rock talking about this is going to be the biggest main event in WrestleMania history. This, we're bound by blood. This is bigger than anything. Cody Rhodes doesn't get theme music, but he says, wait a second.
He says, like, this is bullshit.
You're right. He says, this is bullshit. And he acknowledges that him and Rock had a conversation. But yes, seemingly the creative has switched. Because what they were planning to do on Friday and seeing the backlash maybe to that, they're now going with Cody versus Roman for now. Larson,
for now.
This is a bigger story because this ended up with Rock and Roman. Like, Rock had a whole PowerPoint with the family and the bloodline,
yeah,
and
the
how
bloodline
far back
family
that
tree.
Goes.
Yeah. It explains how his grandfather and Roman's grandfather
made a
blood oath.
Yeah. There was like a name for it. And so they sort of became, and Cody comes out and he's like, your grandfather and your grandfather would be ashamed of you, Roman. Mm-hmm. He's like, I won the Rumble. So the idea, I think, is, yeah, he talked to Rock. Rock came out. Some ambiguity there. But it was still up to Cody to decide. And yes, you know what's interesting? There was another point in Triple H's creative, and I'm trying to remember what it was, where they were going a direction and they decided against that direction. And it was kind of obvious that they had simply decided, Jimmy and Jay.
Yes.
When Jimmy said, this is why I did what I did. And then they completely in turning on Jay at the tribal warfare match or tribal combat match.
Yeah.
Jimmy comes out and says, I didn't want you to become like him. And then they completely drop that as an angle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it seems like, look, there's been times when Triple H will set something up and for one reason or another, they move in a completely different direction when they realize, okay, we have a better way to go that we would prefer to go in.
Yeah.
Which is honestly kind of refreshing, but also in a situation like this, confuses and muddies.
It does. So at the end of the press event on the stage, Rock slaps Cody. Mm-hmm. Rock is standing right by Roman.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They do a bit that kind of mirrors what Rock and Cody did in the ring where they shake hands. Mm-hmm, and then Roman hugs the Rock because it's the, mm-hmm. the idea is like, we're going to have this match. This, you know, we are bound by blood and family, but we're going to have this match because it's the grandest, the largest WrestleMania main event possible ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of that bond, that familial bond, you can't argue that this isn't, you know, the greatest WrestleMania match that can be had now, if not ever. Cody says that's bullshit. He mentions that the thing about the two grandfathers, Rock and Roman's grandfather, be ashamed of Roman. Rock slaps Cody saying, you know, his family is my family. So when you insult him, you're insulting me, essentially. Mm-hmm. We have a problem, slaps him. So you have Seth, who's standing like on the edge of the stage, comes in and defends Cody and gets in Roman's face while he's being broken up. And he says to the Rock, I don't give a shit if you're on the board. Mm-hmm. You don't get to call the shots.
And Rock's saying, he talked bad about my family. That's not going to stand.
Yeah. So literally they go to like the panel, which is Cole, McAfee,
Punk.
Big E, and Punk.
Yeah.
And everybody is just as confused about what the plan is coming out of this press conference as they were going into it. So CM Punk saying, the irony of CM Punk saying this, all personal issues in the world of wrestling could be settled through fighting.
Which is hilarious. Dudes punching guys in the face.
Yeah, he specifically said.
He's smiling the whole time. In the background, when Rock came out, the big graphic was Roman on one side, Rock on the other facing off. When Cody came out and said, I choose you, that they Rock switched. Graphic changed to Cody.
So during the conversation on the panel, Michael Cole says, Cody chose Roman. That's the main event. However, on that same panel, they brought up, multiple people brought up, Rock is on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has sway now.
Yeah.
And at the end of the press event, Jackie is backstage trying to interview Triple H when Rock and Roman, walking together, walk up to him. And Rock says, you need to fix this. If he talks bad about my family again, I'm going to slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're doing the work shoot thing. They're blurring the lines between the what's going on, you know, in the business end of WWE, Rock being a board member and so on,
and
bringing that into the storyline world, seemingly.
And I think because they were beeping, not beeping, but silencing some of the profanities.
Yeah,
couldn't get all of them.
No,
Rock was saying this is bullshit, and there was some parting shot at Triple H that they bleeped out. And I think it might have been, you're fucking lucky that you can't wrestle or that you can't fight. Because Triple H has this look on his face like, and he says, you're lucky too. Meaning they've got history and Triple H would go, you know what I mean?
I think
that's what Rock said. He basically made a threat against Triple H. That would make sense because it made Triple H smile a little bit like, oh, I wish.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I liked this a lot. Like the opening filler stuff was whatever. It was fine. It was to get people hyped up. Felt like an E3 presentation. That's what you said during the stream, and you're right. But especially that backstage stuff with The Rock going to Triple H saying, this is bullshit. You need to fix this. Roman sort of stepping up. I wish Roman was a bit more vocal up there too. But him stepping up to Triple H, the chaotic nature of it, Larson, it is, if the idea is they want a more realistic presentation, the cameras they were using backstage were more like what you'd see at a better presentation, sports event type thing. That backstage, that them walking by while he's being interviewed, added so much to the chaotic nature of this. I don't know if it's going to end up being Cody Roman. I kind of feel like that's what it's going to be. Maybe it'll be a fatal four-way.
There's four possibilities in my mind.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I know. It could be. I don't think it will be. This is an order of what's likely.
Okay.
It could be Cody and Seth against Roman and Rock.
Do you see that as likely?
That's the least likely.
As likeliest?
Least likely.
Oh, least likely. Okay.
Least likely. I mean, Seth was in there. He was mixing it up with Roman and Rock.
He was,
at the end.
Yeah.
So you can't just say, oh, that he was just there to kind of back up Cody just for that moment. You got to think that's a possibility that he could be involved in this in some fashion.
During Triple H's intro, he gave this big TED Talk speech. He did specifically mention the main event of WrestleMania 1 was a tag match.
Yeah.
So what else?
That's a possibility. They stick to Roman versus Rock. Rock flexes his board member muscle and does something to get Cody taken out of that main event.
I'll be honest. I think that's less likely than the tag match.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's probably least likely because I just the reaction and dude, all this misinformation. This ain't cut and dry. Rock Roman.
No.
I think they're keeping this incredibly close to the vest.
Oh,
and
obviously.
You can't tell me Triple H is on the outside looking in. Look at his performance tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I do think that there was a change in creative from Friday in how they're going to get to where they're going to get.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a fatal four-way. At this point, I think a fatal four-way might.
I think that's a possibility. You can't. There's a triple threat idea. You could still, and I guess there's five options then. And now in no order.
Triple threat,
the fatal four-way, or you have
Roman Cody.
Rock, yeah, or you have Rock Roman night one, and Cody faces the winner
like
night six, two.
So there's a lot of
there's
options.
There's a lot of
here.
Options.
There's
don't
a lot
know
of
where
options
this is going.
Here.
You know, and after Friday it seemed like a mess with the obvious endpoint maybe being dissatisfying for a portion of the fan base. Because they really want Cody to finish his story.
You gotta wait. It's a good story they're telling.
Now,
like, it's an interesting one.
But now, whether that was a plan last Friday or not, now they've crafted something seemingly where there's going to be a serious amount of intrigue going into WrestleMania involving up to four people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's somehow, I think those four people are your night two. I really do. Man, I'll be honest with you. I really liked it. I thought that it wasn't, there was nothing cut and dry about it. And if it leaves you entertained and with more questions than answers, dude, I'm down for a story. I'm down for a story from here to WrestleMania. What are we going to do? A bunch of just promos? Dude, Rock was on point tonight. Rock was invested. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've seen Rock invested in a WWE thing, really, since the Cena stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, since then, he just sort of floats in and out and does his your butt smells. But,
yeah. Dude,
the putting the family tree up there.
Yeah.
Peacock and Triple H saying you're fucking lucky. I can't slap your. That's good shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is like big boy writing right now.
It is. You know, the idea that The Rock has waited so long to come back and specifically to have this match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And seeing him get angry that anybody would question this isn't the biggest match they could possibly do. I'm talking about the story.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was berating the crowd saying, if you don't think this is the biggest match, it doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think. And to see this now seemingly being stripped away, taken away from him by Cody because he's like, no, I have the choice. This is my choice. No one else's. Yeah. I want Roman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to see The Rock react how he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's potential for some really good stuff. I don't know how much The Rock's going to be around between now and WrestleMania. I imagine he'll be around a heck of a lot more post-Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, and this still doesn't necessarily illuminate what Seth's going to be doing if he's involved in this, not who knows.
But, dude, listen, think about this, though. Generally speaking, how much money do you think Rock makes for a movie?
Oh, I mean, it was like $30 million.
Right. What's his payout for his TKO?
Oh, $30 million, yeah.
So if they're like, listen, if we give you money and power and your name to basically commit the way you would commit to a movie and you're going to make movie money.
Yeah.
Now, yes, I know there's a difference there, but it's not like The Rock doesn't get physical on his movie sets. I guarantee you he's got stunt actors. I get that.
His time going to Raw or SmackDown is going to be much shorter than his average shoot day.
Yeah. Yeah. If and he's going to get movie
travel,
money for it.
Take travel out of the equation. Yeah.
And you get movie money out of it. You get your name back. You get power on the WWE board of directors.
Not a bad deal.
So there's like on top of that $30 million, there's probably up. You know, that's probably not the ceiling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean now that he owns the rights to the Rock name, he can license that and
that's
profit from that. Obviously, yeah.
Right. Exactly. This is a profitable situation for the Rock. So yeah, he's given it a commitment. So it wouldn't shock me to see him there.
Triple H just tweeted: decision made. Cody gets the chance to finish his story when he challenges Roman Reigns for the main event of WrestleMania. So that's what it is right now.
Okay. All right. But that ain't the end of it.
No.
That is not the end of it.
No, not at all.
You know, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Rock is going to disappear. You know, but they do. If Rock wanted to do, let me ask you this. When he says that he pitched to them doing something that hadn't been done before last year to Vince, my speculation, Vince couldn't wrap his head around doing this kind of shit. And maybe now you got Triple H, you got Brian Gewirtz. Okay, let's do something a bit more interesting. Let's do something where that's a bit messier, that is more of a journey and challenges people to be fucking patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with that, man. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's gotten people talking. People are wondering where this is all going. So,
because in character, Rock was all super duper happy, you know, putting on Instagram. Oh, this is going to be great. You guys are going to be so happy. In character now, Rock is pissed off.
Miserable.
And in character, he's still on the board of directors. So you think he's not going to flex that, seeing that Triple H is posting this? He just threatened Triple H?
Yep.
Dude, I like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of ingredients for some interesting story here. So
this is pretty good so far. So far, this is pretty good. Will it be that way a month from now? I don't know. But right now, they got me hooked.
See where it goes tomorrow. Tomorrow's SmackDown.
Tomorrow's SmackDown, yeah. This is going to be good. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it for this news brief. Till next time, we'll see you around. We'll be back tomorrow with another podcast.
Yep.
We'll see you guys around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now,
All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.